B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, well, on that note, let's do our daily number.
What are the odds that Deshaun Watson comes to the Philly? Is that the first play?
I can't even go down that. I mean, really? Like, I don't even want to address it. It's ridiculous. All right, Tunis, let's tackle some baseball first. No Phillies. Phillies all for today.
I'm going to miss them, but I'm so angry still that I'm kind of like, all right, good.
Oh, really?
This is a break day for me. I'm still floored by what happened this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah. I know you were Mr. Zen Garden, and I appreciate that, but...
You're still floored?
Yes. Because the same damn story. All over again.
I mean, I can't go floored.
I'm angry. I was angry this weekend.
All right. I mean, we all knew.
But that's the problem.
We all knew about Maris.
That's the problem.
All right, I don't get you started again. All right, I'll give you... I like the Reds.
Yeah, it's a good play.
With Male pitching against Keller.
Yeah, it's
a
good
Buccos.
Play.
Reds line's good.
It is. They're crushing the ball. Sucks for Votto. He's banged up. But, the Reds are the good play. It's a scary thing because right now you still don't know the pitchers for the Angels and the Marlins, so obviously I'm not going to have a play for the Angels-Astros game, Marlins-Dimebacks game. But it's scary to me because I like all three favorites so far.
You like all the favorites?
I do. Because I like Perez for the Red Sox. He's a good pitcher. And I don't like the Orioles. So there's the Red Sox. And then Wood's been good for the Giants. And the Rangers strike out a ton, especially against left-handed pitching. So to me, it's almost a lean all three favorites day that are on the books right now.
That
freaks me out.
See, it's funny because you like the Giants, huh?
Yes.
I like Texas.
All right.
Texas hit the ball well.
They strike out a lot.
I mean, they're actually, but if you look at them, they're putting up big numbers.
I'm also not a big Gibson fan.
I'm not either, but you like Alex Wood?
He's been all right this year.
I mean.
He's been all right.
How many starts has he had? Four?
Yeah, because he came up later.
Right.
I don't know.
He's pitched 23 innings. And your boy Gibson's 3-0 with a 2.4 year,
yeah.
A whip of 1.04.
Yes.
In fact, your boy Gibson struck out 35, allowed only 30 hits.
It's pretty good. It's not the biggest Rangers in general. I can't bet the Rangers.
Texas.
All right.
I'm going good head-to-head.
If you parlay all three favorites, $10 wins you 35.
Aroldis Garcia.
I know why you like Texas tonight.
Why?
Because it's against the Gabe.
Yes.
That's the real reason.
Let's open it up in chat.
I hate him.
So do I.
I hate him so much.
I despise him. I root against the Giants every game.
Yeah, as we all should.
Oh, I root against him. It's funny how petty. I hate Darren Ruff. Like, I root against them.
Yeah, normally we go, that's a good story. Like, right. If he was anywhere else.
Right.
But because the Gabe brought him back.
Yeah, I hate him.
And now it's... Oh, look at Gabe Kapler. He found a diamond in the rough there. I hate all of you.
I do. I hate him.
And Johnny Cueto has a new breath of life. I hate him with his weird windup.
And it's funny because I like Posey a ton.
I hate him. He ruined baseball.
And I
Your leg had a break.
I know.
He ruined a big part of the game.
Fault. I like Longoria. I like Posey. So...
He changed the game.
I can't stand the game.
I hate Posey. I will not reach your level of love for Buster Posey.
All right.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, the guy who found him You know, the guy who found him is from the air.
Who?
He's a scout that is from the area who was a big-time Giants. In fact, he's a part of one of the reasons why of the Giants' success.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. He's a buddy of mine, so I don't want to.
During the Bochy era?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a great man. His name's John Barr. But
oh, okay.
I don't know if you know that name. He's a brilliant baseball man. Anyway, let's do baskets. Anything?
I mean, who knows who plays?
Dude, I know. It's why we haven't been doing this a lot. And we're going to start doing it every day. Because we'll have playoffs and you got baseball and hockey playoffs.
Like the Jazz Warriors game, I think, can be fun because there's going to be a lot of 3-point shots being chucked up there. So you can play like the player props and the 3-point totals and all that kind of stuff.
But I think they're going to go full tour. I think that game, you'll get everybody.
Full slot of players, right. Yeah. That's why the line's only 2 for Utah. Because you know Steph can go off for 60.
He's over under like 35.5.
Oh, my God. Isn't that crazy?
Dude, 35.5.
And it's for a guy that That's makes his insane. Bones in threes. Isn't that crazy?
That's insane. Take a guess what his over under 3-point total is.
I know a few weeks ago it was 5.5. Has it climbed?
Dude, 6.5.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you take the over, plus 125. Unders minus 159.
Really?
But, dude, 6.5.
But he might have to go nuts to keep up with the Jazz.
Well, I know.
Because they score like crazy.
I mean, for him to make 7 threes to hit your bet, that's amazing.
Right. Now, an old friend, the Scanlon, remember he was getting all the picks right in the March Madness tournament? He says, look at Westbrook's over points, rebounds, and assists, and also the over for my man Domantas Sabonis in terms of points.
I
mean, the Westbrook, you can't go wrong because he's getting a triple-double every single night.
Every night. You know what's amazing? To get a triple-double, think about how insane this line
it's
is.
Funny. That's where I just went.
All right. For Russell Westbrook to get a record a triple-double, you got to lay minus 400.
Mm-hmm.
400. You got to lay 4-1 to win.
Isn't that crazy?
That he gets a triple-double. That's outrageous.
And like Trae Young, who we've seen come close to triple-doubles, is at plus 2,900. Like think about that for a second.
A guy like Ben is, you know, routinely 5-6-1. Plus 500, right. Plus 600.
And Russell Westbrook's minus 400.
That's insane. Insane. And anything in hockey?
Do the Flyers go out with a bang?
I like them tonight.
All right.
And I think, you know what's been money? The over.
Yeah.
Take Flyers. A Flyers 8-4 victory tonight.
Oh, so you're going, can you go, you go alternate total?
Let's see, can you?
I know you can in, like, baseball and basketball.
I'm sure you could. Alternate total. Here you go. You ready? Over 8 plus 300.
There you go.
That's your play.
That's your play right there.
All right. Over 8 goals.
Last game of the year. They're trying to get out of there.
Devils. We got to watch this the last game. And we have, if there's nothing else going on tonight, they're must watch. Do you agree? Last game of the season.
Oh, I'm not going to get any enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, but you have to put the. It's like you got to put the.
Is this the close?
Blow out the candle.
This is closure.
Yeah.
With me in the Flyer season.
Yeah. Yes.
Where I had them going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
Instead, they just ripped my heart out.
Correct.
And any faith I had left.
Correct.
Nice.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.